So weekend before last, I think it was, when I went up to see my pops at the memory care facility, they had a box of expired COVID tests in the lobby. Free. Take as many, or free to a good home, or so, you know, one of those things, right? They weren't puppies, but... And I'm like, fuck, I'm grabbing a box. And I think there was like 2 dozen per box or something like that. I don't know. A dozen or so. And come to find out, they came in handy because my producer daughter has or had COVID or has COVID or had COVID. So we dropped them off to her and they were expired. But it's like, I just told her, I think it's kind of like those furniture stores that are always going out of business. They're not really going out of business. They'll be open next week. So enjoy. And lo, how they worked, even though they were expired. And though I am just the lowly shepherd upon my flock, I shall dub thee and bless thee and forgive thee. And Ecclesiastes 3:14. Thou shalt not lie down together, though shall they shall abide by the flock and shall have brunch after Sunday Mass. And... lo, that I did insult the server because she didn't bring me enough coffee on this glorious day of the Sabbath. Amen. Well, and that was a little sermon brought to you by yours truly, the Pope. I'm the Pope of this dump. I missed out on the girls dress up Friday the 13th. They did... the 13th of this month, it didn't dawn on me until after I missed it. Like they were, doing a theme for Friday the 13th. And so they were showing me pictures of all the everyone, you know, there's a few hockey masks, a couple of victims, chainsaws and so forth and stuff like that a couple weeks ago. And it was good. I was in a rush. I was covering for another driver. I didn't get to really kind of absorb the whole thing. So as they were showing me pictures, I was just cracking up. Because they were dressed again. Like they dressed, this Fair Oaks just get, they get after it. Like they're one of those types. They're one of those morbid types. And I can recognize, I dig it. My lady's that way. Any excuse to dress up, right? And then, but, so one of the other phlebotomist asked me, well, what are you dressed up as? I said, the Pope. Yeah, I was wearing like a khaki shirt and some Wrangler, I think, no, Levi's or something, and my Lake Tahoe hat, but I was the fucking Pope. I told him I was going to dress up as the Pope, but I couldn't necessarily dress up as the Pope on Friday the 13th because I had, unfortunately, my excuse was thus that I was covering too much ground, and if, you know, you got to stop off, you got to get gas, you go to the grocery store. Like the other day, like my lady asked me to go in the grocery store to get pepperoncinis. I'm like, okay, no problem. You know how fucking hard it is to find pepperoncinis in a fucking conventional grocery store? Like, what aisle is that on? There's like canned vegetables. Oh yeah, maybe that, you know, near the artichoke hearts or the jarred mushrooms. Nope. Well, where, condiments? No. Hispanic aisle? Do they consider the pepperoncini like pepper because it's hot? Is that racist? But it wasn't on that aisle. Where the fuck are they? What kind do you want? What are we doing here? You know where I found those motherfuckers? By the olives. Like, there's no pepperoncini aisle. But if I'm doing that in a dress up like the Pope, I think people are going to freak out. I think people are going to, you know, like they're going to have an episode like back in Colorado when I was there, when the real Pope did visit, people were just like, they sent one of the local radio guys, the radio DJs dressed a guy up to look like the Pope, sent him into a grocery store to go buy some pickles or something. Who knows? Maybe pepperoncinis. I don't know. And people were just breaking down in the aisle, just weeping, you know, and I was trying to avoid that. So when I was asked, you know, a couple weeks ago, well, not a couple weeks ago, but this previous Friday, like, what are you dressed as? Is they were, they'd already moved on to other themes and costumes. Like, they were, I think it was farm animals that day. Or something, I don't know. And they asked me when I'm standing there, my khaki shirt, my Levi's, what are you? I'm the fucking Pope of this dump. So there you have it. But what's going on? How y'all doing? How was your weekend? This was the Halloween weekend, right? Am I right? It was kind of confusing, I will admit, because I never really got in step with the holiday. I never really kind of indulged. I never really got the fever, so to speak, right? Like, I was just like, okay, I'll pull something out of my ass at the last minute. And so I was even like trying to just rack my brain, just like, well, what are we gonna do? Like, what do you want to do? Just dress up and wander around the neighborhood and go to a, you know, there was the option to go to like there's a saloon, like it's called the Opera House Saloon in Old Town Roseville. They were having like a band and a costume contest, but it's so like that can be, if the right place, the right time, that it worked, the right energy. But I just wasn't feeling it. And I was like, let's avoid bars. I don't know. That kind of stuff gets at it. And the confusion of like it being like the 28th, like we're celebrating the 28th. It's not the 31st. Are people going to go out the 31st? Are people going to go out tomorrow night? Are they going to do another? Is it going to be a reboot? You know, a 2.0 version? Or is it all going to get done at once over the weekend in one shot? Is it going to be half-hearted? Are some people going to be like, oh, you know, like, okay, so here's what happened. So here's what we ended up doing. So instead of spending a small fortune on, like, tickets to a haunted house and stuff, which was kind of like, in my opinion, kind of like burnt out on all that. And so I elected at the last, I said, what do you want? Okay. So my lady had to work. Well, we both had to work Saturday. And I thought, well, Friday night, we kind of like still kicking around, still had a wide open kind of agenda. And I thought, well, I'll do a last minute. I know I can pull this out. And so I decided the next morning, I said, well, look, so if you want to get freaky, we can't do it at home because her son's around there and he freaks out, right? And so I thought, okay, well, what we'll do is we'll do a hotel night. Okay. And then when we get to the hotel, we'll get dressed up there. Oh, okay. Okay. And what do you got? Well, I got my Pope outfit, and she's got a slutty nun. She's a slutty nun, like a slunt or something. And then we'll go, and then we'll improvise, right? Well, a lot of people had the same notion that there was something to do, something to be had, somewhere to go, something to be done. It's because all the hotels were booked, or they're triple priced, or they're not available, sold out, no good. And you're paying top dollar for some real crime scene type, you know, chalk outline room type stuff, right? And but amongst the ashes, amongst the rubble of all the destruction of Halloween and the buildup to the parades and the scream fests and the haunted houses, they're in its shiny reliability-ness was the Sacramento Marriott. Yes, you heard me right. Old Reliable, the Marriott, right there off the 50 there, right around the corner from Mather. Been there. So this is like our anchor. This is like my lady night, where it's like our holiday anchor. We've spent Christmases there, Christmas Eve. various holiday endeavors. It's kind of a city within a city. It's because they it's been there. The hotel's been there for, God, for 30 plus years, but it's still, it takes on kind of a, it's got a an Italian theme going on. It's got a restaurant in there. It's called the Fromaggio, and it's an Italian theme. And then it's even got, there's a Starbucks inside the entire facility. So it's got every, it's like a little airport. It's almost kind of like a little airport. And then it's got nice tiled floors, kind of they're more marble, again, keeping with the Italian theme. So what better place to kind of get my Pope on, right? I'm going to get my Pope on. And I said, okay, so I, before my lady got off, I said, I got the place booked, and then what we'll do is we'll do dinner. We'll do dinner. She wanted to go, she wanted to at least catch dinner, get dressed up, catch dinner, be around some people, show off the costumes, without getting outside of our, you know, not a comfort zone, because we don't have much in the way of comfort zones, her and I. Like, we can kind of make sense of the most dystopic situations, but it just seemed like this was the perfect situation. You know, it all just came together, because there was a good energy there when I was checking in. I mean, there was just people. There was a lot of people. It was packed. I think it was sold out, or getting close to being sold out. I think I barely grabbed a room. And then when I got there, there was like a sea of like 7-year-olds just running around with their parents. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if I half kind of secretly hoped there would be like some Halloween ball, masquerade ball in one of the ballrooms there, you know. But as it is, it's like a city within a place within a city. And the restaurant's very good. This particular evening, it was really packed. And but the perfect venue to kind of, again, get your Pope on, right? So when my lady finally showed up, she was getting ready, and I couldn't get it. I was calling down to the restaurant to see if I needed reservations, but they weren't picking up. And so I ended up, and I was already dressed. I'm poped up, right? I'm Pope on a rope. I'm looking fly. I'm looking fly for an Italian guy. And I'm like, fuck it. She goes, why don't you go down there? I go, fuck it. I'm going to go. Okay, I'll go down there. I go down there. And I go up into the main entrance there, and where there's the little hostess kind of area. And there's a woman in front of me, and she's kind of got a Karen thing going on. She's kind of asking the hostess about the seating arrangement. There was some bar top, because there's a nice little bar in there, and then there's a real nice restaurant, and then an open kitchen, wood fire oven situation thing going on with like lots of hanging salamis, and you know what I mean. No, I'm just kidding. But there's like hanging cheeses and salamis, you know, all the aesthetics of a, you know, what looks to be a fake Italian kind of motif. And, but the Karen in front of me was like asking, well, what if I took the table, tabletop, the high top tables by the bar, could I get service? Could we eat there? Because it was pretty busy. And the hostess was trying to explain to her and tell her, yeah, I mean, a table could open up within the next 20 minutes if you want to leave your name. But if you take the high top table, you can eat there. It just would take a little longer because it's coming from the bar and there's a delay. And she didn't, for some reason, the Karen couldn't quite grasp this. She was like, well, why would it be slower? You know, I'm like, And I just want to put my name down for a table. So I'm like, you know what? I need a table for two as well. If you go ahead and put, you know, she was ahead of me. So take care of her, get her info. If you want, she put her name down. I think she put her name down for a table, but she was still confused on the aspect as to why the bar, if the bar is supplying you food, why it would be slower than the kitchen. And, but I go, but you know what? I'll take whatever. And, there's two of us, but the other one's upstairs in the room anyway. And she said, well, she would call me. And I said, so she goes, well, what's your room number? I said, 718. And then she goes, what's your name? I go, John. And then I look over at the Karen. I go, Pope John. But I had it was a good laugh. I think it was a kind of a little icebreaker, just kind of bring a little levity to the situation, because the Karen wasn't having it, and her latent homosexual husband with the kids, he was all confused. So anyway, I got the hell out of there, went back upstairs. She got dressed up in her nun outfit and fake eyelashes and makeup and all that stuff, and it was a go. And so, but that's kind of how we roll, her and I, my lady and I. We're very, I've always, I don't know, because on the weekends in particular, I'm up and down Sunrise Boulevard, back and forth, Sunrise Boulevard, and I grew up on this street. It's a long street. It's like, it's a 10-mile stretch of just 1,400 stoplights, you know, that span between Mather, Rancho Cordova, Fair Oaks, into Citrus Heights, Orangevale, and then into Roseville. It's like a main vein. It used to be where they used to like the cruise was, the high school cruise and stuff. So there's a lot of, you know, my dad had a few Christmas tree lots there growing up. I spent my really young life, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, running around that stretch of town while he was selling Christmas trees, and I would be running in between the rows of Christmas trees and shit like that. And so it holds a lot of memories for me, isn't it? So Thursday. So on the last episode of Our House, young Daniel decided to come out of the closet. No, on the last episode of the podcast, I was talking about, I was referring to my being, I was kind of on the wagon. Well, no sugar, no weed. I made it from like Saturday to Wednesday. And then Wednesday, I fell off that fucking wagon hard. I mean, I hit every spoke of the wheel on the way down, because Wednesday, I thought, well, these motherfuckers at Vitalin aren't going to call me for the lab job. They haven't reached out to do anything. They haven't even reached out to put a restraining order against me or anything. Nothing. Not a hi, not a bye, not a yes, not a no, not a fuck off, not a crawl under a bridge and die. Nothing. So I'm like, fuck it. Why be on the wagon? I'm going to smoke some weed. And when that happens, it's just like I start the fucking sugar revolution, man. Start a sugar revolution, start a revolution. When I started smoking weed, I start the revolution, start the revolution. Dun, 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 dun. I kind of made up that song, but I don't think I did. I think it's also a Jefferson Airplane song, but so Wednesday night, yeah, I fell off, and I fell off hard because my lady comes home with ice cream. So and it's thrifty ice cream. So I'm murdering some Rocky Road, a little black cherry, about 14 oatmeal cookies, and the rest of a bag of caramel corn that I stole from the Grass Valley Vitalant Donor Center. Not stole. He offered it. No, kinda. But, so I'm like, fuck. So Thursday, I'm like, back on the wagon, right? Well, kind of. My lady, so Thursday after work, and it's now where it's like, now it's like dark at like 5:45 and stuff. So it's getting to be, we're finally kind of strong-arming fall and the seasons into kind of, you know, being a season, or at least get, you know, it's chillier now. It's darker earlier. And so by the time you're off work, it's dark. So we're like, she goes, you want to go get some appetizers? I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Okay. So she goes, you want to go to Applebee's? I'm like, no, I don't. No. Like, are they still open? Are they still in business? Because I didn't know. Like, that's where her and I met. And that's privileged information too, by the way. So don't share that with anybody. But I thought, well, they must have kind of closed most of the Applebee's due to all the fights in the parking lot and all the and all the inbreds that are kind of lurching around, you know, that place and stuff. But so I said, I don't want to go to Applebee's. But you know what? On the way home, going down Sunrise Boulevard, we'll go to Chili's. Fuck it. It's just like Applebee's. It's fucking great. I mean, and this is another place I've been there forever. Like, my parents used to take me when I was in high school there to this Chili's. And they've kept it in good shape. It's clean. You know, it's in a good little pocket of Sunrise Boulevard there next to, like, Trader Joe's and all that shit. There's a Lens Crafters over there. My buddy in high school used to work over there. I'm like, my buddy in high school used to work at Lens Crafters. I'm like, bro, don't you have to be like an optometrist or an ophthalmologist or something? He's like, no. So, but anyway, so on the way home, yeah, we stop off at Chili's. And so here, the thing about, and it was great. It was actually really good. Surprisingly good. Like, it's kind of like, I give it that much more credit being better than Applebee's. And so we settle into a booth, and then but right across the street now is this store that I mercilessly give a hard time, it's kind of the bane of my existence, kind of the scourge of my existence. And it's the Honey Baked Ham store. It's directly across the street from Chili's on Sunrise Boulevard there. And I kind of recall, I think it opened like when I was in high school as well. It's been there for 30 plus years that I can recall. And originally the concept was, it being the holidays, you know, people love their hams, their honey baked hams, right? All those that sell honey baked ham, right? That's it. That's all it does. It's your one-stop shopping for honey-baked ham, right? Like, the guy that opened it was like, I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know. He's probably thinking to himself, I'll never have to buy a drink in this town again. They're going to love this place. Like, you better, he's probably telling the one poor, sad employee that happened to know somebody that knew somebody that needed help with this business or so, I don't know. I don't know how you would end up working there, but he's probably like, the guy's probably like, you better unlatch the fixed second door of our double door with all the crowds that'll be climbing over each other, you know, to get in here once you open that store. But I'm like, honey baked ham, I don't know. I mean, they're pretty damn expensive, but they're kind of, like I say, a holiday staple of sorts, right? Well, for these people anyway, these fucking godforsaken people. But because once a year, maybe twice a year, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the day before, there's a fucking line out the door of that establishment. And the building looks rough. It's like, there's been no maintenance or upkeep or anything for the last, you know, 30 plus years, right? It's horrible. It's horrible. But once a year, there's a line out the door that look like people are lining up to see the Pope, right? And it overflows into, like, the streets. There's cars blocking lanes. So twice a year, they do bonkers business. Twice a year. Twice a year, they're selling shit. The other 363 days of the year, fucking crickets, right? So, and it was that way for a long, I mean, it's the most bizarre thing I've ever, you know, like, up in Humboldt, there's a year-round Christmas store, And I don't know who's going in there in July. Not me. But like, and I think they're open. They're open 364 days a year. They're closed on Christmas probably. But this Honey Baked Ham store, I swear to God, I fucking hate this store. It's the way I look at it is when I was like 21, before I took off for Colorado, I was bussing tables at this place called Fresh Choice. It was a dedicated just nothing but salads right on Sunrise Boulevard. I was bussing tables there. I almost got fired because I guess I'm not very good at bussing tables. I know. Who'd have thought? I know. Somebody as talented as me, right? Weird. But it was all salads. Literally, just salad. This is the longest salad bar you've ever... It was like a friggin' runway, an airport runway of lettuce and everything you can imagine putting in a salad. Lettuce. Or a bowl of lettuce. And then there's like a soup station. There's a muffin bread bar. There was a dessert station. I think it was completely, not vegan, but vegetarian. Like, no, nothing else. Salad, bread, soup. And so when we were coming back from Grass Valley Saturday with my mom, I was teasing her because she knows how much I fucking I rant about the Honey Baked Ham store. This fucking Honey Baked fucking Ham store. This fucking stupid ass, fucking stupid Honey Baked Ham store. And so I was just joking to her, and I said, "You know what? You know what the problem is with the Honey Baked Ham store is there was no like merger that should have taken place with Fresh Choice, because when I was working busting tables there at Fresh Choice, I remember." People lined up for this shit, right? I don't know how, and it went out of business for whatever reason. I don't know. But I remember one night, one guy came in and he's like, "Don't they got a ham in here or something?" I'm like, "No, bro, there ain't no ham." But you know what the problem was? They didn't have a merger. They didn't do an AOL Time Warner merger, you know, like, with the Honey Baked Ham store. And that's why Honey Baked Ham is where it's at. And that's why Fresh Choice went out of business. It was like if chocolate never met peanut butter. It's like we would never have had Reese's peanut butter cups. You know, if chocolate had walked on the other side of the street and peanut butter, you know, went down a side alley. They never ran into each other, right? So, same deal, just the Honey Baked Ham. So here we are sitting at Chili's at night. It's, you know, Thursday night. And directly across, I'm like, there's that fucking Honey Baked Ham store, that motherfucker. And I can't stand that place. I don't know what it is. I just don't, like, and the odd part to me is there's always somebody in there standing by a bunch of hams, I think, right? Just waiting to sell a ham. People come in, want a ham, you know, shit like that. But that's what's on, you know. I think that's at this now that the seasons have fundamentally they're in motion, right? We're going in. It's gonna, you know, we got daylight savings coming up this coming weekend. We'll have another shot at Halloween tomorrow night, whatever that involves. If that really is, you know, Tuesday night Halloween, who knew? Who wants it? I don't know. Somebody will. And but now it's into like being functional, being operational after hours, getting ready for the holidays, kind of rounding up shit for, it's kind of a second round of duties after work, you know, getting ready for your Thanksgiving now, right? You're getting ready for that shit. You're doing some shopping. Like, that's what this stretch of road is to me. It's like, that's where I used to go do all my shopping at the mall. This is a stretch of road that used to have like Benihana's, Marie Callender's, all those kind of gimmicky Bobby McGee's type restaurants, you know. It's a lot of energy. It's just fallen into disrepair. It's turned into a big, long, honey-baked ham type store situation. It's horrible. But to me, it's enjoyable. That stretch of road is, even though there's 1,400 stoplights, it takes you 3 days to get from one end to the other. It's a day's journey just to get home. It's kind of what represents the holidays to me, because it's always hustle bustle, always busy along this road. There's always something. I mean, it's a commuter road. It's a death march at 4:30 on a Friday. It's that street, right? But that's what me and the old girl like to do is, like, now more so than ever during this stretch of the year, is like late night dinners. We can't be bothered to stop off or go home and make food, you know, and then go back out to go do holiday oriented stuff. I mean, what are we, Quakers? What are we? We're not Vulgarians. It's always good. It's a different vibe. It's a different energy when you can show up to like a chain little restaurant like Chili's or something like that with a bag of gifts or shopping or new clothes or something like that. Or just if you're blessed with the opportunity to be doing that, this time of year, it starts to get really cool. You know, we're going into that era, folks. We're going in hard, you know. But yeah. But long story short, I had a cheat day Wednesday. I ate my own weight in cookies, and so sue me. Yeah, I did a cheat day. The Thursday was also a cheat day, and then Saturday night was a cheat night. The restaurant and the hotel was so good. It was like we had fried green tomatoes, which were fucking bomb, with a crab dip. She ordered a 10-ounce New York. I got a Wagyu fucking burger with fermented pickled onions and some aioli of cauliflower and garlic or something. Yeah, I don't know. It was good. It was what it was. I had a couple of doubles, a couple of double bourbons. I was looking like the Pope. I was looking fly. Our server, she came by. She's like, oh, my God, I forgot it was Halloween. I'm like, yep, bingo. Exactly. See, I'm like this all the time. I'm always rocking the Pope. You know, it's like Pope on a rope, right? Here I am. And this is my lovely nun. We're gonna go upstairs and we're gonna do some barbaric things in these clothes that popes and nuns shouldn't do, right? So, but that's what's, you know, that's part of the magic of the holidays. But it was a good time. I had to bless a lot of people. I got a lot of good feedback. I had one guy see. When we were in there, so the restaurant was so busy. It was crowded with all these kind of Real Housewives of Folsom and their fucking CrossFit membership owning husbands. So all the women had like tattoo sleeves. The guys were overly fit, wearing polos. And then they had their shitty little kids running around screaming and yelling. And then on the way out, I had one of them, he was like chanting. He was like chanting some kind of, I don't know, Benedictine monk type thing. And I just had to bless him. I said, bless you, bless you, bless you. God bless, God bless. I don't know. He was getting after it, though. I don't know if he really thought I was a pope. I don't know I look like the Pope. I mean, I was just short of like I was gonna take the hotel room Bible downstairs with me to dinner, but I thought, no, you're just being silly. But nope, I was rocking it, man. I was getting a lot of good feedback. Hey, that's a great costume. Even the guy that was like, I don't know if he was kind of a maintenance guy that kind of cut through the hall there. He was pulling one of those big plastic dumpster type thing on wheels, you know, that goes back, or a laundry basket or some, whatever it was. He's like, yeah, I like that costume. I'm like, bless you, my son. But good time was had by all. So, you know, we were... and FYI, nobody else was dressed up in the restaurant. It was just the Pope and his nun and a couple of double bourbons. So there you go. And here we are. And there it is. And that's what's up. So I'll leave it on a good little vibe, a little good kind of piece of momentum. You know, informational momentum like that. And hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope you, if you're going out tomorrow night, keep your head on a swivel. Tuesday night Halloween's probably are kind of a weird, strange anomaly that most people can't psychologically handle. So, like I say, just, you know, pace yourselves. Don't get in over your head. You might see, if you see a Pope out there walking around, just give him a wide berth. All right. And I'll talk at you later. Arrivederci, babies.